would ask that you this week, for our joys and concerns, remember to take your insert home with you this week. Remember those names that are listed. They need your prayers. Take this home, put it by your prayer chair, and remember each one this week. At this time, let us bow our hearts for a moment of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for the very many blessings that you give each one of us. We have so much to be thankful for. We ask that you reach out with a healing touch and be with each person that is listed here and those names that aren't here that we know are hurting and need your healing touch. We ask that you be with each one. Let us be there for them in a special way. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Right here, hon. Here you go, right here. Can you put it right there? Hey, you know what? You lost a shoe. And I don't think my foot would fit in it, so. All right, if you would turn with me to 1 Timothy this morning. 1 Timothy. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, is 1 Timothy in the Old Testament or the New Testament? That's right, New Testament. Now, 1 Timothy is kind of hard to find, even if you are familiar with the Bible. It's, first we have the Gospels, and then we have the Acts of the Apostles, which is the beginning of the church, and then we get into Paul's epistles. And so you just keep turning back, and you'll run into Galatians, and then Ephesians, and Colossians, and Thessalonians, which is actually the oldest books that we have in the Bible, by the way, 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians. And then comes 1 Timothy. So I invite you to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4 with me. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And once you find that in your Bible or in the Pew Bible, if you would do as I like to do and put your finger in that and stand up with me if you're able and let us say the Bible pledge together this morning. Join me.